This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How your 7-meter gut functions as a molecular assembly line for nutrient absorption. The human gastrointestinal tract operates as a sophisticated 7-meter assembly line, with each section specializing in extracting specific nutrients through precise molecular mechanisms. This mapping reveals how different regions of the gut, from stomach to large intestine, have evolved distinct biochemical roles that determine how vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids enter the body. 7 meters total length of the human digestive tract, each section optimized for specific nutrient absorption. Stomach, the preparation chamber. The stomach initiates nutrient processing through acid and enzyme secretion while beginning selective absorption of small molecules. Copper, iodide, and fluoride can pass directly through the stomach lining, though most nutrients remain bound until released in the small intestine. Gastric acid plays a crucial role in preparing nutrients for downstream absorption. The acidic environment helps separate minerals from food proteins and begins protein denaturation, setting up optimal conditions for clinical absorption processes in subsequent gut segments. Duodenum, gateway for fat-soluble vitamins and minerals. As chyme from the stomach mixes with bile and pancreatic enzymes, the duodenum becomes the primary absorption site for minerals and fat-soluble vitamins. Calcium, iron, magnesium, and vitamins A, D, E, and K are predominantly absorbed in this segment. The duodenum's unique biochemical environment, with its alkaline pH and bile acid presence, enables the solubilization of lipophilic compounds. This process requires precise coordination between pancreatic enzyme secretion and bile acid release from the gallbladder. Jejunum, the primary absorption powerhouse. The jejunum's extensive villi and microvilli create a massive surface area optimized for nutrient uptake, making it the key site for macronutrient absorption. Lipids, monosaccharides, amino acids, and small peptides are efficiently absorbed here, along with B vitamins including thiamine, riboflavin, and niacin. The jejunum's absorption capacity depends on specialized transport proteins embedded in intestinal epithelial cells. These transporters exhibit high specificity for different nutrient classes, ensuring efficient uptake while preventing absorption of potentially harmful compounds. Ileum and large intestine, specialized recovery systems. The ileum completes nutrient absorption and facilitates recycling of bile salts back to the liver through the enterohepatic circulation. Vitamin B12 absorption occurs exclusively in the ileum through binding with intrinsic factor, a process that can be disrupted in various disease states. The large intestine, while absorbing minimal nutrients directly, plays a crucial role in water recovery and houses the gut microbiome. These bacterial communities synthesize additional vitamins, particularly vitamin K and some B vitamins, contributing to overall nutritional status. Key takeaways: each gut segment has specialized transport mechanisms optimized for specific nutrient classes. The duodenum is critical for fat-soluble vitamin absorption requiring bile acid presence. Vitamin B12 occurs exclusively in the ileum. In the ileum, through intrinsic factor binding, large intestine contributes through microbial vitamin synthesis and water recovery. Frequently asked questions: why can't nutrients be absorbed equally throughout the entire gut? Different nutrients require specific pH conditions, enzyme concentrations, and transport proteins that are optimized in particular gut segments. Fat-soluble vitamins need bile acids present in the duodenum, while vitamin B12 requires intrinsic factor only available in the ileum. What happens if one section of the gut is surgically removed? Surgical removal of gut segments can lead to specific nutrient deficiencies depending on the location. Ileoresection commonly causes vitamin B12 deficiency, while duodenal bypass may affect iron and calcium absorption. How does gut bacteria contribute to nutrient absorption? Gut microbiota in the large intestine synthesize vitamin K, biotin, and folate, while also producing short-chain fatty acids from fiber fermentation. These bacterial products can be absorbed and contribute significantly to nutritional status. Understanding the gut's specialized absorption mechanisms opens new therapeutic approaches for treating malabsorption disorders and optimizing nutrient delivery. As research continues mapping these molecular processes, targeted interventions may improve treatment outcomes for patients with inflammatory bowel disease, short gut syndrome, and other gastrointestinal conditions affecting nutrient absorption. Source: Your Gut, a 7-meter assembly line extracting every usable molecule with molecular specificity. At context, your 7-meter gut functions as a molecular assembly line for nutrient absorption. Description: Discover how your 7-meter gut functions as a molecular assembly line for nutrient absorption, with each segment specialized for vitamins, minerals, and macronutrients. Author: At Type Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: At Type Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-21. Date modified 2026-05-21. At context: Can't nutrients be absorbed throughout the entire gut? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text: Different nutrients require specific pH conditions, enzyme concentrations, and transport proteins that are optimized in particular gut segments. Fat-soluble vitamins need bile acids present in the duodenum, while vitamin B12 requires intrinsic factor only available in the ileum. At type. Question. Name: What happens if one section of the gut is surgically removed? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text: Surgical removal of gut segments can lead to specific nutrient deficiencies depending on the location. Ileal resection commonly causes vitamin B12 deficiency, while duodenal bypass may affect iron and calcium absorption. Type question name: How does gut bacteria contribute to nutrient absorption? Accepted answer. Answer. Text: Gut microbiota in the large intestine synthesize vitamin K, biotin, and folate, while also producing short-chain fatty acids from fiber fermentation. These bacterial products can be absorbed and contribute significantly to nutritional status.